Well, it's exactly now 19 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah, the 15th of Rajab 1444. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and let's welcome our beloved respected senior teacher Ustad, Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا أَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verses 21-22. In simple terms, today we commence the 19th juz, the 19th supara, the beginning of it, insha'Allahul Aziz. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. And those people who have no hope of meeting us, meaning they reject the year after, they reject the day of justice, the day of judgment. The true Muslim, he looks forward to meeting Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, man ahabba liqa Allah ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Who loves meeting Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah loves meeting him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever detests and hates meeting Almighty Allah and rejects it, كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Almighty Allah hates and detests meeting him, Allah will dispatch them straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, we must believe, this is an article of faith, in the year after, the day of justice and so forth and so on. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, student of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dedicated his life to teaching people about the prophetic tradition and the mission and message of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he, his last moments on this earth, he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak, Ya Allah, I love meeting you, fa ahibba liqa'i, Ya Allah, you love meeting me. That is how the true Muslim, he cries, he begs Almighty Allah. Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's incident in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. And those people who do not believe, they have no hope of meeting us. What do they say? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ. Why are the angels not sent upon us? We also want to see the angels, Allah forbid. Oh, نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Oh, we want to see our sustainer, nourisher, provider. When people don't want to believe in something, then they will always look for excuses. We want this, we want this. They will demand this, demand that. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. In Urdu language, wonderful saying. If you don't want to do something, then you will have 100,000 excuses. What is the reason for their rejection? لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Like today, 8 billion plus people on this earth, and indeed they were the ones who were very proud and arrogant in their hearts, in their mind. 7 billion plus people reject Almighty Allah's oneness, uniqueness. They reject Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. They reject the noble Quran. And what is the primary reason? Because of their arrogance, pride and haughtiness. لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Indeed, they were very, very proud and arrogant. فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. In their hearts, in their minds. وَعَتَوْ أُتُوًا كَبِيرًا. And they wanted to rebel against Almighty Allah, against the Messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the message, the noble Quran. So if you see today, it's just a replay of it. So Almighty Allah says, you want to see angels? يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. The day they will see the angels, and that is at the time of death, the micro, and when they see what will happen and unfold on the day of justice, the day of judgment, la bushra, there'll be no glad tidings for you. There'll be no good news for you. You, my daughter, my sister, you gave birth last night, yesterday, you're giving birth this week, this month, and you gave birth to a baby girl. Wonderful, beautiful name, Bushra, the one who will bring glad tidings and good news. So for them, La Bushra yawma idhil lil mujrimeen, for these criminals on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, no good news for them. Now when the punishment comes, then they'll be crying, shouting, screaming. وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Bring the barriers from all sides that must protect and save us from the punishment. You see, when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, then you see the Hatim. Hatim Mahtum, to be cut off from the Kaaba is separate like. And Hijra Ismail is the barrier. So they did not have enough halal money, so they just made a small structure. Now obviously, the governments as they came, and they made the full structure and increased it and so forth. So Hijra Mahjura, the barrier. Let's take you around the world, news, views, interviews, and local news, and give you the breaking news, what's happening. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Turkey, last night, now this night we're speaking about English, Sunday night, Monday morning, earthquake there near Syria. So a lot of damage, a lot of problems there between Turkey and Syria, natural disaster. Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for them. They have so many problems, and now the earthquake. All these are test and trial from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Copenhagen, there in Denmark, thousands are marching and marched yesterday in favor of the public holiday. You see, Russia invaded Ukraine, so now they, the Denmark government there in Copenhagen, says we must cut down on the public holidays so we can spend more on our military and defense. The public don't want to know anything about it. He says we must have our public holiday, and this public holiday they want to scrap is going on for 300 years basically. Mali, Timbuktu, they gave the United Nations 48 hours and told them, get your forces out from here. They're causing a lot of problems for us, and Mali is in West Africa. So that's a good move. Why must you allow all these people to come and dictate to you? You got your own army, your own police, and so forth and so on. There in Hong Kong, 47 people now arrested, and there'll be court cases for subversion. You know, Hong Kong, China, all together nowadays. Sorry about that. So anyway, so big problems, that part of the world. The Pope is really confused. What you Catholics and Christians have to say? The Pope says he is against people, governments, organizations who criminalize the LGBTQ. So meaning he's giving it the permissibility. He says, no, we must not treat them as criminals and people who are committing sin and so forth. It looks like the Pope is also also bending towards the gay brigade. You see? You got the pun there? That Pope is bending towards the gays also. This Pope is a crazy guy, if you ask me. He doesn't know what is the real teachings, remember. They all are under, remember, the politicians and the oligarchies and the people who feed them the big amounts of money. Look at Saudi Arabia. What an absolute disgrace by Murtad bin Shaitan. They invite the Bollywood stars. India is slaughtering our Muslims in some parts. You saw the butcher of Gujarat. What happened there and so forth 20 years ago? What happened in Kashmir? But these shaitans, they in Saudi Arabia, they invite the Bollywood singers and stars there in Jeddah and they're singing away one way. And the decibels, the sound volume will be maximum, but adhan must be kept to minimum. So you tell me, are these people Hezbollah, are they promoting Islam, or are they promoting Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan? 100% the agents of Satan. But Israel occupied Palestine, big trouble there for Bibi. Bibi says the opposition is inciting the masses against him and his government. 5 consecutive weeks, remember, there are hundreds of thousands of people marching, and remember that he's losing support, and now it's snowballing to other countries where the Jutlas are and the Jews are. They're telling him that they must keep their democracy. But you must understand, democracy for who? For Jews and Jutlas only, and Zionists. Not for Palestinians and them. Palestinians are second, third, fourth class. Therefore, if you open the latest copy of the Haaretz, Gideon Levy, he says, even if this opposition wins, what happens to the Palestinian people? Wonderful question, Gideon Levy. That's why we love your articles. That still the Palestinians will be marginalized. And Macron told him, for Bibi, that the world is no more sitting on the fence. They don't want to allow what you are intending to do to change, remember, the judicial system, and the Attorney General also is firm on that. So humiliation, disgrace, the curse of Almighty Allah on Bibi Netanyahu and his followers. I told you 100 times now, they're not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. So Iran has now forgiven and pardoned thousands of people who were convicted for marching and what have you. So that was by their leader. Now listen to this one. This is very interesting. Iran and Russia to build a drone factory. They're going to build a drone factory in Russia. Well done, Russia and Iran. Give the jitters to the Americans and Israelis and to Europe and to NATO. That's a good move, remember that. India ditching the dollar every day, making more and more deals with Russia, and no one can protect them, save them, threat to prevent them. They're doing what they want to do. Good move on behalf of India as well. Pervez Musharraf, the shaitan, he was not even a Muslim, the army general and so forth. He's the harami and the agent of Israel. He even said Pakistan should start having ties with Israel. He is the one responsible, that of handing over Dr. Afia first to the Bagram there in Afghanistan and then to the Americans, straight to Jahannam and hell for him, for Pervez Musharraf. He died as an enemy of Islam and Muslims and of the people of Pakistan who have feeling for Pakistan. For every person is to hand over to the Americans, they is to collect thousands and thousands and millions of dollars. So he was a real harami and Satan, remember that. If you understand Pakistan politics, Chile, big wildfire there, and according to the last reports I saw, 24 people died in Chile, and remember, dozens were injured. The fire is gone out of control, and obviously they'll try their level best. Almighty Allah make it easy for them. Sunak, Rich in big problem. He says he want to pull out from the Convention of Human Rights, so then they can go ahead with violating human rights of people. And you know what that means. They will target the Muslims first. So this is Richie Rich. He can't control the economy. He can't control the politics. And now he wants to pull out. Because remember this, they're the ones who speak of democracy. They're the ones who speak of human rights. But the human rights they speak of are the selected ones. The ones they don't like, so now they want to pull out from there. And then the balloon crisis there in America. China let go one balloon. 1 week it was there in American space and they didn't shoot it down, and now they shot it down with one missile. So Biden says he was waiting for it to come over the Atlantic, and then, you know, they will shoot it down so the debris must not cause any harm to people. And the Republicans are saying, how can you allow this for 1 week and it's spying and so forth. So well done to the Chinese Ching Chong. They did well there. They put such a big balloon that these guys were just looking at the balloon. When the balloon is going to explode, but it never exploded. So they had to shoot it down. Make special dua for Port Elizabeth. They are facing an acute shortage of water and rain and so forth. We all should make dua. Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain there to Port Elizabeth. Send the rain to Somalia, to Ethiopia, and all other parts of the world where there's an acute shortage. And read abundant istighfar. Inshallah, today's program is here by us, 8:30 to 9, with the interview, Mozaid Khan and myself. We will discuss Botswana, inshallah. Khabaroni, the people say Gaborones with proper pronunciation is Khabaroni. And that will be under discussion. 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran. We start Surah wa Shamsi wa Duhaha today, inshallah, Aziz. And then 2 to 2:30, the report back, our trip to Trichat. And then 8 to 10, inshallah, tonight, the live Q&A with Mona Arafat Atia and myself. Barakallahu fiqh.
I see Brother Arthur, he says that, AKA, is Putin a friend of Israel, Ustad?
Remember, Putin is not a friend of anybody unless you listen to him. Putin is a big harami. If you listen to him, then he will be your friend. You see, Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad is Pakka Shia Alawi. Out of the fall of Islam, he and his father and all of them, Hafizul Assad. Just Google there, and 1982, and put there Hama, and see how they slaughtered and massacred the Muslims there in Syria. So, now there, if you know Syrian politics and Russian politics, they have a base there in Tartus. Tartus is there in Syria. So this is the only main base they got in the Middle East. So he told Bashar Assad, you just stay in power, I'm here to defend you, but you must listen to me. So that is how they operate, you must remember that. So if you go against him, then they will liquidate you, eliminate you. So he already warned Israel, if you're going to help in any way, materially or any other way, then there'll be big problems for you. And Bibi Netanyahu and them know that Russia can wipe them off in 1 week and so forth with their nuclear. So therefore, that they all are frightened and scared of Putin and Russia. So we hope the day comes, you must remember, Russia attacks Israel, and that will be the end of these haramis as well.
Somebody says, I have become a Christian 27 years ago because my du'as were never accepted. Now I want to become Muslim again. Is there any hope for me? Anonymous Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, Surah 39, verse 53. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that He forgives all the sins that we commit. Now you, my brother, sister, we don't know who you are, but nevertheless, you were born a Muslim, then you claim your du'as were not accepted. your supplications were not accepted, so Allah forbid, you became a Christian, and then you saw that all the problems with Christianity, their pedophilia, and then their Bible says that thou shalt commit adultery. Go open the King James Version of 1631, and that's why that Bible, they don't call it the Holy Bible, they call it the Wicked Bible. And then you saw that Jesus, they say, is Son of God, but is born. So who was running the world all the time before his birth? Then Son of God, they say he's crucified. Then God is buried. So obviously any person in his right mind, how you can reconcile all these things here? So my brother, don't play games. Remember, as you are now, yesterday, that you are a murtad out of the fold of Islam. In Islam, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, that people who leave Islam and choose any other ism, for them is the death penalty. But Allah loves you more than you love yourself. Allah gives all of us a second, third chance. So Allah is giving you another chance. Repent sincerely, my brother, and read now. Ashhadu Allah ilaha. Ashhadu Allah ilaha. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship illallahu, except Almighty Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. He Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah. You were a Muslim 27 years ago, so some words you will remember. Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. So wherever you are, South Coast, North Coast, or in Central Durban, go now Fajr time to the masjid and mosque and tell the imam you're a Muslim, and I must give you literature, teach you every day about Islam. If you are married, then remember, must perform your nikah, re-perform your nikah, and your wife must become Muslim as well. Then inshallah Almighty Allah will forgive you, and always beg Almighty Allah to keep us steadfast on iman and Islam. No playing one day this, one day that. It's a serious thing. That brother, Allah forgive me, forgive you, forgive all of us for our sins.
Sister Rebecca says that, can you trust the content in the Bible, Ustad?
So remember that the Bible content are three types. One, that which the Quran Sharif also speaks about, Tufan and Nuh, the deluge and the floods of Noah. So that is in Quran Sharif in the Bible. So remember, you accept. Certain things are mentioned in the Bible. We say, La nusaddiqu wa la nukadhib. We don't reject it totally, but nor do we confirm it. You see Lut alayhi salam, Lot. So Almighty Allah told him, for asri bi ahlik, that you go with your family and so forth, move away from Sodom and Gomorrah, from the gay community. In the morning I'm going to punish them. Alaysa subhu bi qareeb, is the morning not near? So he went away at night. But Almighty Allah told them, وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ, that none of you must look towards the back. But his wife was a non-Muslim. She looked, and the Bible says she turned into a pillar of salt. So she was punished. She was a non-Muslim. She's going to the hellfire. All that enshrined in the noble Quran. But now she turned into a pillar of salt. The Quran does not mention that. The authentic ahadith and sayings and teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not teach us that. So we say la nuswaddiq, we don't really confirm it. Wa la nukadhib, you know, we reject it. We rather opt silence on that. Third one, certain things in the Bible we reject totally and absolutely. You open Genesis and you see Noah committing incest with his daughter, Lot committing incest, Allah forbid. Or if they speak about Jesus as the Son of God and so forth. So all these type of things are absolutely, totally rejected. So that is how the content of the Bible, you have to categorize it into three different groups.
I've got a brother Adrian. He says, morning to you, AK. Was Barack Obama a top law student? Ustad.
Remember, Barack Obama's father was a Muslim and he was studying Islam. He became murtad. You must remember that. And he left Islam and so forth. So therefore, his legacy is also tainted and so forth. They all study law. How? So that they know they must not get into trouble with international law and this law and that law. You know Barack Obama. How many thousand Pakistanis he murdered in Waziristan and every time just sending drones and all that. When they asked him, why are you doing all this? Those people didn't cause you harm. He said that I wanted to show that America is a powerful nation and we will send drones to terrorize them. Now you tell me who are the biggest terrorists. You must remember that. So innocent people and you send drones and kill them just to send a message to Afghanistan or other countries and so forth. Therefore, if you study real politics of this world, America, Israel are the biggest terrorists on this earth.
Somebody says here, but Mufti Saab, did South Africa's economy fall, Ustad?
If you don't see it falling, then you're living in another planet, my brother. So you must remember, don't you see how expensive things are? Your petrol prices went up last week. Everything is going to go up. And remember, everything else is falling apart. All your state-owned entities are falling apart. So only Almighty Allah have mercy on us. We promote South Africa. We say it's our beloved country. Our families are here for over 100 years. And we discourage people from migrating and leaving South Africa. But everybody's circumstances are different also. So remember this, the freedom we have here of Islam. Of Islam and religions and so forth, remember that you won't find in any country in the world, no Muslim country, no Arab country, no non-Muslim country. So that's why we have to pray and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now you see big changes coming about. Vice President resigned and a new Vice President and lot of issues. So let's see now what's going to happen, that there will be the SONA. State the address of to the nation, you know. So remember that. But we see our people, when SONA takes place, then they make SONA. SONA means that they will be sleeping, you understood? They say we're tired of all these fairy tale stories. You see, load shedding, that we all know the problems. Allah have mercy on us.
I got Brother Pongi. He says that a Muslim girl proposed to me and she said I can keep my religion and she can keep hers. She says, this is what your Quran says. This don't sound right to me. Can you explain, Bongi Ustad?
So remember, you Bongi, and who's the lady who wants to propose to you? Bonga. So you must remember that. So it's all haram, absolutely haram. If she believes in that, she's out of the fold of Islam. So you Bongi, write down what I'm telling you. Chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, the examination, and verse 10. Right? You got it? Very easy. Chapter 60, verse 10. لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن. Allah Jalla Wala mentions it both ways. It's not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, whether he's Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. You must remember, not permissible. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ. And the non-Muslim male, never ever is he permissible for him to marry a Muslim lady. So what she's telling you is totally incorrect. And if she believes that, she herself is not a Muslim. So maybe she doesn't know much about Islam. So I don't know exactly where you are, my brother. So Bongi, my advice to you, there are so many mosques and masajid there in Durban surroundings. Go there and both of you, if you're really interested in getting married, go and study, learn more about Islam and even the basics of Islam, and then only you get married. First, you have to become Muslim as well.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that when does the Bible say, What does the Bible say about Prophet Muhammad? Sister Amanda, Ustad.
Sister Amanda, you just go to IPCI. So you heard of Sheikh Ahmad Didat, rahimahullah. So he wrote so many books on this topic. So there's a book there, Prophet Muhammad in the Bible. So 100% the Prophet's name, Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is mentioned in the Bible. But you know what happened. The rabbis and the clergy, the priests, the pope, the pastors, because of their sinister motive, hidden agenda, they change everything. So what happens? Go to chapter 61 of the Noble Quran. And what will you find? In verse number 6, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ, that the final messenger will come after Jesus, peace be upon him, after Isa alayhi salatu salam. The intervening period will be 600 years, as mentioned as Bukhari Sharif. The last prophet and messenger for the Israelites was Jesus, peace be upon him. And then the last messenger came for all times, all places, all circumstances. His name, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah praised him the most. His name, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is what is mentioned in the Bible, chapter 61, verse 6. Second reference, you must remember in the Torah and in the Injil, Almighty Allah speaks of it. رسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. So Almighty Allah has mentioned the name of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in both the Torah and in the Injil, the Gospel. But the clergy and the rabbis, they have changed it. Why? For their hidden agenda. Go and open the Quran Sharif. You will find it, remember, in chapter 7 and verse number 157. Very easy reference, chapter 7, verse 157. So you will find words like, you see, I give you the words they use, comforter, like that you will find. Or go and use the word Paran, the valley of Paran, P-A-R-A-N. Arabic, you say Faran. So that refers to Makkah Mukarramah. So the final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, will take place in Paran. So that is all mentioned in the Bible. So what you must do, my sister Amanda, Ma, sorry about that. Go to Sheikh Ahmad Didat. Just press D-E-E-D-A-T and then go to his books and you will find Prophet Muhammad in the Bible with all the references there. But you know your Bible today has got so many different versions that even the virgins are confused and they want to blow their fuses.
I see Jeremy says, Ustaz, that morning to you and to the team here in KZN. Do you know that the Arab countries have proposed several peace plans to Israel over the years, but Israel has rejected them all? Why?
Israel are haramis. What? Repeat with me, Jeremy. Repeat now. Say Israel, Jutla, Zionists, who they are? Haramis. Say that, number one. Number two, remember, nobody proposed nothing to Israel. You must remember this. The idiots among the Arabs, because they worship America more than they worship Almighty Allah. So in the late 70s, Egypt, you must remember, under Sadat, they were the first country to make peace with Israel. And that was in the late 70s. Thereafter came Jordan, and they said, okay, we also will make peace with American pressure and so forth. Then Trump came with the deal of the century, made these Arab countries idiots and fools, and they sold. They're not even Muslims, so you must remember that they are the ones who are traitors to Islam and murtads and so forth, apostates they are, whether it be, I'm speaking of the leadership, Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates or Bahrain or Morocco and so forth. Now they're busy with Sudan. See, straightforward case. Jeremy, you know nothing of politics. That you, just blind follower of the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. So what they did with Sudan, they said, Sudan, you are on the terrorist list of America. So make make peace with Israel and we will remove you from the terrorist list. So that is how they operate these haramis. They told Morocco, you have stolen, occupied the land in the Western Sahara. Israel every day is stealing land and everything of the Palestinians. Both parties are crooks, so better make peace. So that is your peace treaty. Not word the paper on which is written, you harami.
Somebody says, Ustad, was Arabic origin derived from Hebrew?
Ustad? No, remember that Arabic is the oldest language in Semitic languages. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah had sons, Ham, Sam, Yafith, all that. So these were the sons of Noah, peace be upon him. So Sam comes Semitic languages. So first is, remember Arabic, then other languages and so forth. Therefore, the Arabic language has stood the test of time. Even till today, you go and study Hebrew, go study Syriac, go study Yiddish, all these languages are half dead. You must remember, even today, when the Jutla, the Jew from South Africa, America, Europe, makes Aliyah, and he migrates to Israel, they have to teach them from basics, basic Hebrew they have to teach, because it's a dead language, you must remember that. So the people are not interested in it. They have to force them, learn it, then you will get some perks and so forth and so on.
I see Tulani says, but AK, if there was a nuclear war, would South Africa be safe a place to stay, Ustad?
South Africa, you Tulani, you must say Inkosi Sikileli. You see, what you must say? You must say that. You must say, only Allah help us. God, the one and only, must help us. South Africa, it says, bring more Mali. They'll tell Russia, we with you. They'll tell America, we with you. They'll tell China, we with you. So nobody will touch South Africa, you see, because South Africa say, as long as the Mali comes, everything lungile. So you must, the money flows in and it's fine. So the South Africa, nobody worries about. They know South Africa, how the things work here. So my brother Tulani, the nuclear war is on already. It started already. Ukraine, Russia preparing, you must remember that. What will happen? Only Almighty Allah knows. But if there's nuclear, Russia will beat them all. Why? Because Russia has the largest amount of nuclear, and America knows that, Europe knows that, and that nobody can take Russia on. Putin is a big harami, but we support him. Why? Because we know what he did to the Chechen Muslims. We know what Russia did in Afghanistan, but now he's the one standing firm against America, Europe, NATO, Israel. So therefore, we stand with him. Anybody give them a bloody nose, we will support him.
One more step. Gideon says that, do Orthodox Jews, do they contribute to Israel in any way? Ustad?
Remember, Orthodox Jews say Israel is a harami nation. What they say, Gideon? They say that according to the Torah, you cannot have a country like Israel. You must remember that is an illegal entity. So the real Orthodox Jews, you see the Natura and all of them, they stand with the Palestinians. And they tell the Israeli politicians that you are haramis. You must remember that you're illegal and you're illegitimate and so forth. So therefore, they will always oppose. But you know Netanyahu and Israelis and you, you know how you'll speak. You'll speak peace, peace, P-E-A-C-E. But every day you steal more pieces of land of the Palestinians, land grab, steal their land, steal their orchards and farms, steal their homes, demolish their homes, steal their mosque. Big crooks you are. That's what you are. So they're in Israel. So that is what they do. So when they offer them political positions, like your Shas party and religious party, so they fall for it. Because the shekels are sweeter than the honey, you see, brother. So that is what happens. So they sell their soul to the devil. Remember that. That is apartheid Israel, the rogue regime. Repeat with me, Gideon. Repeat with me, Jonathan. Repeat with me, Joshua. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.